we've heard that Josh Walker's taxi, is there like a potential move coming, or is it just more of a precaution of a just in case?
Precaution, just in case.
Is Trevor Rogers starting tomorrow?
We don't know yet.
Craig, given the results from the last series that you played this team, do you think that is on the mind of any of the guys, or is it just simply your day one mantra of resetting the environment for this series?
Day one mantra, but I also think that if hopefully there is some, like, we got to play better against them. You know, I think it was a punch in the face last time we played them, so hopefully our boys come out and respond.
In a stretch like Gunner is in, how hands-on do you like to be in terms of coaching, conversations, advice? Do you like to let somebody like him figure it out? Do you like to guide the work? What's your approach to them?
That's a good question. I think it's, to be honest with you, being in this position, the internal battle that I fight is trying not to micromanage and also let our coaches coach. Not trying, like, the perception of micromanaging, I should say. Whereas I love to coach, I love to help, you know, so it's balancing letting our coaches coach and also not thrusting myself into every aspect of the game. But with Gunner, it's the conversation is always happening. And it depends on the player, too, if they want to have those conversations, if they're willing to, if they're open to them. And Gunner is, like, we talk baseball all the time. He talks about defense, talks about base running with me, hitting, you know, not in depth as you would with a hitting coach, but those conversations are always happening. And the stance I take with all of our players is to be a sounding board for them. You know, our coaches work their tails off. They're prepared. You know, they're in the trenches with them every day. The players hear their voice constantly. So for me, I just like to keep my office as a place where they can come in and just say what's on their mind, you know, what's off their chest, what they're thinking. And with Gunner, we always had those conversations. So it's been awesome.
When he leaves your office after those conversations, what do you think about the place he's in, the state his game is in, those types of things?
Yeah, he's in a great space. You know, I think that's where, speaking for Gunner, he's so competitive and he wants to do well for the team, not for himself. And you always want to, you bank on that player coming out of it because he's doing it for the right reasons. Like, he's not doing it for his arbitration number. He's not doing it for, you know, an all-star nod or whatever the case may be. He's literally doing it to help the team win and just to be better for his guys. And so every time he leaves, it's always a great conversation. And no matter what Gunner is going through or how he's playing, I always feel awesome that he's up at the plate at the right time. Love putting him in that shortstop every game. So that does not change.
It's been a couple of days, but you've seen Trey Gibson pitch both as a starter and a reliever. What's that about the way this stuff has played here at the major league level so far?
Yeah, it's been awesome. He doesn't have any fear. He goes out and attacks guys. You know, I think I would imagine it was tough for him his last outing, like coming in out of the pen and, you know, and throwing two innings for us, but he did an outstanding job. And for a young player to kind of deal with the breakup of the routine, even though he's come out of the pen in the minor leagues as a tandem, which is why we felt comfortable doing it. But with Trey, he just wants to go out there and compete. And he doesn't shy away from contact. He throws strikes. His fastball has great life to it. I love his curveball. His curveball has great depth, and it comes out just like his fastball with great spin characteristics on it. So that's something where I love to see, and he throws it for strikes.
How would you evaluate Brandon Young's time up here so far this season?
It's been awesome. You know, I think it's, you know, outside of, you know, one outing, I would say, you know, but even that, he responded well. And I think with Brandon, it's always attacking and throwing strikes. And I think I say that all the time when we talk about pitching, but that's the biggest thing, because all of our guys have, actually everyone in this league has elite stuff, especially as a starter. Like, to get to this point in your career for any pitcher and to be a starter in the big leagues, you have to have really good stuff. And with Brandon, like, his split is real. He has unique characteristics of his approach angle and his release height when he throws his fastball. So, you know, it's tough to square up at times, and that's why it's his fastball location is always paramount when he's on the mound, and when he's doing that, he's really tough to hit.
We saw Zach bunt yesterday. We saw some guys getting some bunting work on the field today. Is that something you think could be a bigger part of this team's offense moving forward, some small ball approach, or just curious of your thoughts of small ball?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's we've been doing that since I got the job, having those conversations, spring training, all the way up until now. You have to be able to do that. You have to be able to do that to win ball games. You have to be able to do that to, you know, to be a successful team, and especially when guys are struggling going through it, or if it's a really tough matchup for that hitter on the mound, and you want to make sure, like, you want to either tap into your bench too early. You don't want to, you know, have a lesser defense out there, and you if you want to survive that at bat, also to survive that at bat for matchups, you know, in later innings. So the ability to bunt is huge for us. It sets up the guys behind you, puts them in the best position to succeed with, you know, if you get a bunt down and it's first and second, now you're forcing the other team to either play infield in, and, you know, that helps the hitter as well. So it's just all the little things that helps us win, and that bunting is just a small part of it.
You have a young player like Pasayo who's been swinging the bat so well for a while now and has held his own against lefties, albeit in a small sample. How do you balance maybe wanting to give him more opportunities against some lefty starters with, you know, the approach of trying to have as much platoon advantage in the lineup as you can?
Yeah, for sure. He's playing tonight. So, do you guys get the lineup? Yeah. He's DHing tonight. So, hopefully that answers your question. But, yeah, I trust Sammy. The left-handed, it's more just like we talk about when we pinch hit for guys, it's not more about you that you're getting pinch hit for. It's more about your boy on the bench, you know, and that's an ideal matchup for that player and setting him up to succeed and giving him the best opportunity to go out and perform. It's the same way how we do platoon matchups, and the way Sammy's swinging the bat right now and the way he's handling left hand and pitching, like, he's earned the right to play tonight. Yeah, we just want him to keep on being Tyler Wells. Keep throwing strikes, keep being efficient with his pitches. And that's it.
Is there any reason why he hasn't pitched as much all the way down there?
I have no idea. I'm managing this team up here.
Craig, the last time you saw a lefty from their club, Freed, you put him in some stressful spots. Is there any takeaways from when you saw a lefty from their club last time that you can apply tonight, and I guess can you provide what you guys see from Weathers on the mound tonight?
Can you rephrase that whole question, please? You were talking about Max Fried, and then it went to a lefty tonight.
Yeah, so they have a lefty tonight. The last time you faced a lefty from their club, you had some general success putting him in stressful spots. I guess were there takeaways from that you are able to apply tonight?
We faced Weathers too. I'm just trying to kind of get where your question's going. I'm sorry. No. Just want to make sure I answer it right.
No, you're fine. I guess just concentrating on tonight, what is the scouting report on Weathers, and can you, from your last matchup, that you could apply some tactics tonight in the box?
Yeah. Weathers, man, like, his fastball's real. I mean, he has a great slider, and for us, this might sound redundant, but we want to grind out the starter. Like, we have to make sure that we're making the starter work. You know, that's always, I feel like any team, especially game one of a series, like, you want to make sure, like, that first series, ideally you want to get into that bullpen early, so it kind of, I wouldn't say sets up the rest of the series, but it puts a lot of stress on the bullpen in the first game, and hopefully that cascades down. But big league pitching so hard, especially Weathers. And so for us, we want to make sure that we're forcing him in the strike zone. And when he's in the strike zone, we're getting good pitches to hit. You know, we have to be ready to hit the fastball. And also when he leaves that slider out over, we have to be able to hit it. You know, I think that's where in the past, especially against lefties, where we are getting those pitches to hit, and we're either just missing them and falling them off, or we're hitting them straight up in the air. You know, so I think it's, yes, there's some little bit of, not bad luck, but timing just off a little bit. But so I think for our guys, it's just making sure that you know, we get him in the strike zone and we're not chasing out of the strike zone. And when we get good pitches to hit, we put a good swing on it.
How's Dean Kramer doing? Are there any updates on Dean?
Yeah, he's trending. He's trending in the right direction. Luckily, he's still able to throw a baseball and keep his arm moving. So that's going to hopefully, I wouldn't say speed up where he's going to be, but when a pitcher is always goes down with a lower body injury, you know, you want to make sure his arm is still conditioned to go out and throw, you know, at least 80 pitches or whatever it is. Like, there still might be a little bit of build up to it because you don't want to overtax his quad, but Dean's trending in the right direction.
Thank you.